Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear, and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. This big red book that we read the scriptures from at every Mass is called the lectionary. As you know, at every Mass, we typically have a first reading from the Old Testament and a gospel reading from Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. In the seminary, they taught us that these two scriptures were chosen deliberately because of a deep connection and correlation between them. It is amazing to think that the whole lectionary is laid out with readings for the whole year where the Old Testament and the New Testament display a noticeable interdependence or interpenetration. St. Augustine famously said, The New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is made manifest in the New. Think of it like this. The Old Testament is like watching the movie Casablanca in black and white, while the New Testament is the colorized version, or better, the three-dimensional version. When you attend daily Mass, try to catch that connection between these scriptures. It will enrich your experience of the Eucharist. The connection between Genesis, our first reading, and Mark, the gospel reading today, is so apparent, it's virtually shouting at us. They both concern hearing and speaking. In Genesis, the serpent tricks the innocent and unsuspecting Eve into eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But did you notice how he did it? He manipulates his speech and her hearing. The serpent uses his God-given gift of speech to twist the truth. Not exactly lying, but definitely deceiving the woman into doubting God's love and desire for her happiness. On her part, Eve hears what she wants to hear. And don't we all? And basically dismisses God's commandment not to eat of the tree. In a spiritual sense, she closes her ears
to God's voice and to God's wisdom. The Old Testament presents the black and white version of the loss of speech and hearing. The New Testament, therefore, presents a strikingly similar story of speech and hearing, but in this case, the healing of those capacities, a sort of colorized version. Jesus heals a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment. We read, Jesus put his finger into the man's ears and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. By the way, last night I baptized a beautiful little baby named Luke. And at the end of the ceremony, the priest touches the baby's ears and his lips and prays that his hearing and speech will be filled with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Of course, the baby usually just ends up sucking my thumb. But notice how in Genesis, Satan works his dark magic, impairing and closing man and woman's capacity to hear and to speak. But in Mark, Jesus heals and frees those capacities to hear and to speak. And what is the result? We read a little later. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. That is what I hope and pray that little baby Luke will do. Grow up to proclaim uncontrollably all the great things God has done for him. Can you see the close, interpenetrating connection between the Old and the New Testaments? It's like that at every Mass. If the congregation hears the readings with open ears, and if the preacher preaches, loosens his tongue with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who injected that connection there in the first place. Our scriptures also invite us to apply this lesson of speaking and hearing in our daily lives as Christians. Here are a couple of practical tips on how to open your ears and loosen your tongue. First, when you listen to others speak, don't only focus on their words, but also pay attention to the feelings they convey through those words. This focus is especially useful in counseling, when I'm counseling someone. Quite often, people use facts to convey their feelings, and they hope that the hearer can catch the feelings hidden in the facts. I once heard a U.S. senator say recently, people have a right to their own opinions, but not to their own facts. Heard anybody say that? Well, that's true. But the trouble is, people often use the facts to express their feelings. And people end up arguing over the facts, when all along it was the deeper feelings that the speaker was trying to share. This hearing of feelings is critical for good communication, especially between spouses. Listen for feelings underlying the facts, and your ears will be opened. A second lesson the scriptures offer us is how to loosen our tongues. And by the way, this is especially important for men who seem to suffer from a speech impediment when they talk to women. How often men become tight-lipped in conversations with women, and women react like Jesus. They groan and they want to shout, "Ephatha, be opened, say something." I think the dilemma lies in most men's tendency to be uncomfortable sharing our feelings and to remain at the level of facts. If more men, myself included, could reach into our hearts and tap our feelings about problems and politics, we might feel more freedom to speak. Sifting through both facts and feelings can help improve communication, both on the side of hearing and on the side of speaking. Let me read again the last line of today's gospel. It summarizes everything I've said. We read, "They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, 'He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.'" May Jesus perform that same miracle for each of us. Praised be Jesus Christ.